The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
AM 1390 AM 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Some of you may have heard me use this line when I did my tease around 7:42. I don't care. It's so good I'm going to do it again. Do you know how President Obama could have kept that speech to 5 minutes? It would have been very, instead of an hour and 5 minutes. Very simple. You're right, Jason. That I'm going to actually count that as being correct. If he opened by saying, "Stop me if you've heard this one before." Yeah, because that's all it was. No new ideas, and he didn't seem to be the pit bull that I expected him to be in that speech. We're going to get into all of that after 10 o'clock because we are just up to our eyeballs in stuff today. There's a breaking story out there. We didn't break it, but it concerns Dane County Judge Juan Colas, who struck down Act 10, and what you didn't know about him. It's a very big story. We'll get into that. Mary Burke is too busy. Did you hear this? Mary Burke is too busy to meet President Obama when he's in town tomorrow. Or in, not in town, but in Wisconsin, in Waukesha. Really? She's too busy. 70% of Wisconsinites don't know her from a gubernatorial candidate to the lead character in There's Something About Mary. Actually, there's nothing about Mary. I did not coin that, damn it, but it's a good one. I'm just stunned. Is he that toxic? You know what surprises me? That apparently her campaign realizes how toxic he is, which I would not have had a clue. I thought for sure they would think, oh, yeah, we want her to be with the president. She's going to be in Western Wisconsin. A little more on that later in the show as well. I actually do have something that I want to get to here and spend most of this segment on. But before I do that, you have heard the commercials on the air where I'm on a weight loss program. Jason has been taking calls. Tell us about it. Tell us about it. Jason's like, he hasn't shared the details with me. He's just telling me how much weight he's losing. And I've had emails. Can you tell me more about that? Okay. Here it goes. So rather than respond to emails, because I've gotten a lot of requests on this, Jason's question is, as your producer, how come I'm not included on this? Well, because you do the same thing I do. You keep saying these things are working. And they're not. Well, we can talk later. We can talk later. It is not a diet. It is a weight loss program. It is proactive weight loss solutions. Let me answer some questions. No, this is not a New Year's resolution. I do not believe in losing weight with New Year's resolutions. It's just another number on the calendar. I don't think it makes any sense. I know a lot of you won't believe this, but I started it as coincidental to January. That it was January, even Jason doesn't believe that. January had nothing to do with this. You know this is true. A coworker in the building was very, very successful with it. And I finally, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm thanking him for making me aware of this. Would you shut up so I can do this? Coworker in the building lost, now Jason's doubling over. I have to do this. Lost 30 pounds in about a month. The first thing you're going to say is, that's nuts. You can't do that safely. Yes, you can. I know what you've heard. This is not counting calories and all of that. Now, there is a set amount of food that you have to eat. And before I forget, let me give you the number so you can write it down now, because all of you are saying that in the commercials, I'm saying the number too fast. 920-268-1386. You'll want to talk to Dr. Litwin. It's 920-268-1386. There is a set amount of food that you eat, but you cook your own meals. Lean meats. I'm eating a lot of fish, chicken, turkey, shrimp, tuna steaks. You don't want the canned stuff. basically anything processed, you're really not going to put in your mouth during this. I have been on it since a week ago Monday, and I've lost 11 pounds. I know a lot of people, you can't do that safely. Yes, you can. There are a lot of supplements. There are a lot of other things that go into it. Jason has seen me with my special water and with my capsules and my drops and all of that. That's the stuff I can't begin to explain to you on the air. Here's what I can say. It's a multifaceted program. It's restoring my physiological health so I can safely lose this much weight. And then there is, when you're done, there is a transition program. That's where a lot of other diets, and that's why this isn't a diet, it's a weight loss program. That's where the others fail you. You're suddenly left on your own. I've done the prepackaged ones. I won't name brand names. But I've done the prepackaged ones, and I've lost a lot of weight. I put 80 to 90% of it back on. You have to learn how to eat. You do certainly modify your lifestyle to lose the weight. Then where you get left to your own devices is where things all go awry. That's where you want to talk to Dr. Littman. And again, it's 920-268-1386. Jason is writing the number down because he knows even though I'm doing this, you're going to miss it. So you've got it now, right? And that's Dr. Litwin, L-I-T-W-I-N, 920-268-1386. It's a free assessment. I've found out immediately this is right for me. Just talk to him and you'll find out if it's right for you. It doesn't cost you anything to find out. And it has been very, very successful for me. So one more time, and I've just gotten the wheels off the ground here. We're not even at 30,000 feet yet. So it's 920-268-1386. Yeah, you do. You can set a weight loss goal, Jason. That's a very good question. Yeah, I did. Not going to share that on the air right now. I might at some point. But it's, yeah, you can, in fact, yeah, they did. They did ask me, you know, what is your goal? So again, it's, and for those of you, well, why won't you tell us about that? It's one, I'm not the expert. And two, it's just more complex than that. I actually don't have a website. I actually don't. But I'm sure they have one. That's a good idea. If they have one, I'm sure he does. But I was not given that. So it's 920-268-1386. Jason's testing me to make sure I say it the same way every time. Just give a call, and there you go. Again, it's the name of it is Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. You can Google that. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Dr. Litwin, 920-268-1386. All right, I need to get to a topic here before 9 o'clock, but I did that just because so many of you are, what was that? Who was that? What was that? And again, now Jason does have the number right over there, so if you missed it and you want to check it out, we have the phone number for you. State Representative Luther Olson has introduced a bill that is, I'm sorry, state senator. I call him representative. State Senator Luther Olson has introduced a bill that would close failing Wisconsin public schools. Now, these are schools that by the state's report card are failing. This is a big deal in this part of the state, and you may not be aware why of this. The 2012-2013 report card placed 58 schools statewide into the fails category. This probably will not shock you. Most of them are in the Milwaukee Public School District. 49. But one is close, and now there are 48. Two independent charter schools authorized by the city of Milwaukee. So most of them are in Milwaukee. That leaves seven other failing schools throughout the whole state of Wisconsin. Three are in Racine. I'm sorry, four. Four are in Racine, and three are in Green Bay. So what Olson is proposing here has a pretty big impact on the Green Bay area. It would be affected. Here's what it would do. Schools that receive failing grades on state report cards could be turned into independent charter schools. Also, poor-performing private voucher schools could be barred from accepting new students under legislation that's going to be voted on Thursday. This is from the Journal Sentinel. This is another plan, and there have been other accountability plans, that basically, this reminds me a lot of the parent trigger that states have tried, where parents could initiate this action. This, however, is done by state caveat, state standard. You don't make the standard, failing schools could actually be closed and turned into charter schools. Olson, Luther Olson calls it dramatic. He also outlined the sanctions for persistently poor performing charter schools authorized by districts. Sanctions in the legislation would hinge on those state report cards. Achievement on state tests, achievement growth on state tests, the progress in closing achievement gaps between white students and subgroups of students who are poor, of minority races, or who have disabilities, graduation and attendance rate status and improvement. As you can imagine, the education establishment is just apoplectic about this. Said the bill disempowers, said Bob Peterson of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, the bill disempowers the school board and is unfair and undemocratic. It seems vindictive toward Milwaukee, he said. I think the Republican agenda is about centralized power and not increased democratic participation. No, MPS has struggled for years and years and years and years. And Olson is proposing something dramatic, like, look, we have given you chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. Now we're going to say, if you don't cut it, we're going to close you. And we're going to convert these to charter schools. Well, Olson's right. This is a dramatic proposal. The argument, of course, that it's targeting MPS is because most of the schools are MPS. This also, though, that Green Bay has three schools under the current metric that would fit under this, shows how, because Milwaukee is so big, that Green Bay's issues, particularly with minority students and the poor, that they are not doing a good job with them, and they try to excuse that. Yeah, well, that's just the minority and the poor, as if they don't count. The achievement gap in Green Bay, every bit as bad, whites to minorities, as it is in Milwaukee. This is a big Green Bay problem. It has been largely obfuscated by Milwaukee's even bigger problem because it has so many more schools and it's just a bigger district and it has more minority students. So as such, you don't hear about it. So for the notion that it's targeting Milwaukee, you know, Racine and Green Bay would be involved in this as well. The Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, Dan Rossmiller, says Olson may be opening a can of worms here he doesn't realize. He says the lowest performing schools in Wisconsin are many of the comprehensive high schools in MPS. Many of the best known charter management organizations statewide and nationally run elementary and middle schools, which are less expensive to operate. That is a fair point. A lot of these failing schools are high schools. That is a perfectly valid point. I think this, if nothing else, opens up a very important conversation. That the complacency is going to end. That, well, you know, yeah, we'll just keep plugging away at this and keep plugging away at this and keep plugging away at this. At some point, there has to be a way to break the monopoly. and say, no, not all public schools are bad. No, not all public school teachers are bad. But when forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, they are failing students in a certain geographic location, i.e. a certain school, it is time to do something about that. And they're going to do something about that. That's what Olson's proposal here is. Now, are there enough charter management organizations out there to handle all these schools? Well, that's a fair question. If there isn't, then I guess you don't hand it over until there is. But in whatever form it takes, and again, the parent trigger, and I don't have the information right in front of me, but when X number of parents have had it with a failing school, they can initiate this action. It has been fought viciously in other states where parents say, yeah, enough of this. You have to have some type of tool to break the monopoly. No, just let us keep trying. Let us keep trying. You just need to give us more money. If you would just give us more money, we wouldn't have these failing schools. That continues to be the education establishment's response to this. Two of the worst school districts in America, Milwaukee and Washington, D.C., had among the highest per capita student spending and the lowest performance ratings. What does that tell you? Throwing money down this sinkhole isn't the answer anymore. It was never the answer, but it certainly isn't the answer anymore. And you have to accept that. Letting someone else try is the answer. There's an old saying, when people fail, what have you ever heard someone say, look, I tried it, it can't be done. You've heard someone at some point in your life say that, haven't you? Look, I've tried, it can't be done. Oh, it can't be done because you can't do it. Can you run the 4-minute mile? No. Does that mean it can't be done? It simply means you can't do it. It doesn't mean somebody else wouldn't be able to. Let somebody else try. I think this is very interesting. All right, big breaking political story in Wisconsin today. That's where we'll start the next hour in 8 minutes. It's 8:56.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy